Little did we know how these words would be fulfilled on that cold and dark night, kind of like it is outside, some 2,000 years ago. Hello, I am one of the shepherds that was there on that first Christmas night when God sent his son Jesus the Christ to fulfill the words of Isaiah, these words you just heard. That night wasn't just dark and cold in that Bethlehem field because of the time of day or the time of year, but because of what was happening in the life of God's people, Israel. You see, at that time, we were under the reign of the Roman Empire. Our king, King Herod, was no son of David, as promised by God. More than that, a prophet hadn't spoken the words of God since Malachi, some 400 years earlier. People wondered, does God still really care for his people, Israel? More than this, others doubted if God really forgave our sins, and many despaired over death. That is until this night, when the words spoken by Isaiah some 700 years earlier foretold this birth, when God would send his son to be born as a son of David, to be our king. You all might know it as Advent. The color of Advent is blue, to represent royalty. You see, we celebrate Advent as we prepare for our coming king, that son of David, this royal priest.
It's been many years since that night, but I remember it like yesterday. Bethlehem, that small town, had swelled because of a census taken. There was no place to go anywhere. It was so noisy and busy. It was actually nice to be out in the flocks with the night watch. If you do the night watch, usually we kept ourselves awake by telling jokes about Roman soldiers or King Herod. But on this particular night, we weren't telling any jokes. I think we were too tired from the hustle and the bustle of the city, and the sky looked magnificent. We were just staring up in the sky, quiet, and the stars seemed to glimmer like they had never glimmered before. And then this one particular star began to seem to get bigger and bigger, and it started to move towards us, and we realized it wasn't a star, and then all of a sudden it was something, and we were on our faces on the ground, and we were scared, and then a huge commanding booming voice said, "Fear not, for I bring you good news of great joy, for tonight is born to you a Savior. In Bethlehem, he is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find him wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And then when I peeked up to look, the whole sky was filled with what we now know as angels. And they were singing, "Glory to God in the highest, peace to his people on earth." It was marvelous. And then, before we could even revel in the glory of the moment, it was gone like that. The hymn they sang, you sometimes sing in church, the Gloria in Excelsis, to remind you of the glory of this night, that God brought his glory to earth in the form of his son, Jesus Christ. And that night, we decided to make haste and go and find throughout Bethlehem where this sign could be. And sure enough, we found Mary and Joseph, some carpenter, and they had a son. He was Christ the Lord. And then we went throughout the towns of Bethlehem. I remember we were waking people up in the middle of the night saying we had found the Christ, the Messiah. It changed our life forever. It brought us joy. Because sometimes you wonder in life, does God really care? Well, He had cared in the greatest way of all time. The reason He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, was to forgive our sins and to conquer our death. He had to make us holy. And so the season of Christmas that you celebrate is usually celebrated with the color of white to remind us of God's holiness, His glory, His perfection, and how in Jesus, His Son, that's what He gives you. And that message brings us great joy. Because if you're perfect, you live forever. And because Jesus gives us His perfection, you and I will live forever.
That first Christmas was absolutely amazing. We got to see what had been spoken of by the prophets so long ago fulfilled that night. And shepherding takes a long time and a lot of work, so we wanted to go visit the Christ again. And a little while later, we had the opportunity to go back to Bethlehem. But we found out that the night before, Jesus and His family fled away in the middle of the night. But before they fled, they were visited by magi, or wealthy Gentiles from the east. Seeing them and hearing what they gave to Jesus of expensive gifts, we knew that this Jesus was not just for us Jews, it was for the Gentiles as well. You celebrate this story as well, and you call it the season of Epiphany, the third season of the church year. Epiphany means to make known, and the color of Epiphany is green. Green symbolizing creation, and green saying that from the beginning, God created humanity to have many nations and many races. And this Jesus was for all of them as well. Jesus made Himself known not just for us Jews, but for you Gentiles as well. And so, celebrating the season of Epiphany and celebrating the Magi coming and worshiping the Christ.
Now, we hadn't seen the infant Jesus since our second visit to Bethlehem, but we, as the years went on, we heard a lot about Him. We heard how He became a famous healer and a great preacher of righteousness. In all of His acts and deeds of Jesus, He proved Himself to be the promised Messiah we had all been waiting for. Now, we had intended to see Him sooner, but we got kind of busy. You know, there were things happening. We just didn't get around to it. We didn't have the time. But once we started hearing these tremendous reports of His acts, reports such as how He was feeding literally thousands of people with just a little bits of food, or how He was causing the blind to see, the lame to walk, the dead to rise to life, we couldn't wait any longer. So we grabbed all of our stuff, and with joy and hope, we set out to Jerusalem, determined to find Him. Now, we intended to reach Jerusalem a lot sooner, actually just before Passover. But because of various delays and things that happened on the trip, we only got there the Friday afternoon that followed. But once we arrived, you know, I was so excited. I immediately began to inquire about this great prophet, this preacher who could tell all these wonderful things, who did these great works. I wanted to hear Him and see Him for myself. But then I learned that Jesus was arrested. He was crucified and finally killed. Words cannot begin to describe how grieved my heart was. But later I learned why Jesus had to die. It was the words of Isaiah which tells us that He was stricken, smitten, and afflicted. And He did it for our sins. Jesus died for me. He died for you. He died for us so that we can receive His forgiveness of sins and have life eternal with Him. Now, you celebrate this in your fourth church season, or your fourth season of the year in the church called Lent. And Lent's color is purple. Purple because this is the closest color to showing the passion that God has for us in the death of his Son, Christ Jesus.
Christ is risen. You know, even after 2,000 years, I never get tired of hearing that. It's hard to get across just what happened emotionally to us over the course of those 3 days, our arrival in Jerusalem. And as we made that journey, all of our hopes and expectations to be able to see Jesus now as an adult after hearing all of the wonderful things that he had done, and then to hear that he was just arrested and crucified and laid in the tomb. We didn't know what to do, but we decided to stick around for a little bit in Jerusalem as the Passover was celebrated. And then after 3 days, we began to hear reports that Jesus was alive. Now, Jesus had done amazing things in his life, but at first we wrote that off as just wishful thinking. People seeing someone they thought looked like Jesus in the crowd. But as the weeks went on, we heard more and more reports from different people that they had seen Jesus themselves. And then we had gathered with over 500 other believers together at one place, and Jesus appeared before us as well. The Apostle Paul actually, he records this event in his first letter to the Corinthians. It's in your 1 Corinthians 15, where he writes that all of this took place to fulfill the scriptures, that Jesus had to die for the forgiveness of our sins and be raised on the third day. But Paul went on to write that the resurrection, incredibly enough, it was more than just the forgiveness of sins for us. It also meant that we were connected in with Jesus' resurrection. That just as Jesus rose from the grave after 3 days, we, as his followers, have the promise that when he comes again, we too will be raised also. And that's why when we celebrate the season of Easter, the color for this joyous season is white. It reminds us that though our sins are like scarlet before God, they are washed white as snow. That when God looks at us, he doesn't see the stain of our sin, he sees the perfect righteousness of his Son. So please join with me now as we sing our Easter hymn.